This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We get to say good morning to Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solutions. Dr. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
I'm fine, and I need to confess something to you live on the radio. Mm-hmm. I'm not a good flosser. I'm not.
Is that the little dance or the one that you put between your teeth?
Both. Let's be honest. I'm terrible at the dance, and the one I put between my teeth, I do not enjoy it. It feels like one of these things that I just simply do not want to do and avoid at all costs. So that's my confession. As we get ready to chat around dental health, look, we all want to have a nice set of pearly whites when we smile, but not all of us do. We don't always know the reason why. Sometimes we just don't care for our teeth, Wendy.
Yeah, sometimes we don't, and sometimes we are just born with, you know, unfortunate teeth. So, but caring for them certainly helps make sure that they do last longer and that they serve us well.
Yeah, because we get toothache, we get cavities, and it's painful and it's unpleasant. And we actually have quite a lot of control over a lot of things that happen when it comes to our teeth. Perhaps we just don't exercise that control and that care as we should.
We absolutely do. And I think for many, it is about, having the energy to do it, sort of being a little on the lazy side, thinking, oh, you know, it's not the end of the world. But it's these consistent daily habits that keep our teeth nice and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, I get this feeling our teeth and what happens in our mouths are a little more than just the superficial and how they look. I mean, they're part of a very intricate system.
They absolutely are. The teeth and our dental health is deeply interconnected to the overall health of our bodies. Our teeth actually link up to specific organs. So the research has shown, you know, if you've got a problem with a specific tooth, you can also have a problem in a specifically related area of the body. So it's very connected. Our dental health is very connected to our bodies. And not only that, if we've got bacteria floating around in our mouths, that bacteria can be absorbed systemically and can influence our bodies as a whole. Hmm. So it is very, very important that we take care of our dental health.
Yeah, you've said something so important. So, I mean, what clues are we seeing if we're looking at what's going on in our mouths, in our teeth, in our gums, in our tongue? What kind of clues are we getting from what we see if we look in the mirror, if a medical expert has to check something out?
Well, if we are looking at things like gum inflammation, just general cavities, certain dental issues can be precursors or warning signs for things like diabetes, for cardiovascular disease. If the mouth is not as healthy as it needs to be, and you go to your dentist and they're saying, you know, here is a problem, you might be referred for further testing, but it is very important that we're looking after the health of our teeth because, if you're not going to the dentist either, then those things could potentially not be picked up.
So you're saying a dentist could spot something that says, hey, what I'm seeing over here while I'm busy fixing something else, I would recommend you see your doctor. I mean, do those kind of things happen?
Those things happen, yes. So dentists can sometimes spot early signs of systemic disease, and then they would be able to refer you or make sure that you're going to see a physician or a GP or somebody that can do further testing.
You mentioned that our mouths house bacteria. When you say it like that, it sounds like I want to go rinse my mouth out, but not all bacteria is bad.
Exactly. So as with the gut, we have beneficial bacteria and we have harmful bacteria. If you think your mouth is the first part of your digestive system anyway, so you can imagine that there will be a similar bacterial balance. And so we will have unfriendly bacteria, which are obviously going to cause gum disease and cavities and those kind of things. And then you have friendly bacteria, which prevent that and they keep the balance in the mouth good.
There's something that we chat about over time and we kind of connect the dots often when we chat about all sorts of things, and that's the word inflammation. That seems to come up quite often. Is that also something that can be caused by what's going in our mouths?
Yes. So if we have gum disease, And sometimes certain, if we leave cavities unchecked, then we can develop diseases that can trigger low-grade inflammation throughout our bodies. Because these unfriendly bacteria enter our bloodstream and then they are floating around systemically. So that is going to have an influence on wherever your blood is traveling in your body, that it can influence your body, the whole body.
Yeah, and this is obviously part of a very intricate system that starts with our mouths, but it surely can't be an isolated system because what we put in our mouths, I mean, if you think about it, if you smoking, overeating, I mean, those are precursors potentially for cardiovascular disease, for example. So this obviously plays part of a massively interconnected system.
Yeah, so the mouth is directly connected to other systems, and some of these systems include the cardiovascular system, our endocrine system, respiratory and reproductive systems. It can influence our musculoskeletal systems, our gut, obviously, our digestive system, the nervous system, and our immune systems.
So you've run through quite a few there. Let's chat about those in isolation today, and we can of course continue this in the weeks to come. Let's chat on that's a big one, the cardiovascular system.
Yes, so that includes our heart and our blood vessels, so all the arteries and the veins that run through our bodies. And gum disease, which is called periodontal disease, increases that systemic inflammation, as we've spoken about already. But the bacteria from the infections in the mouth enter the bloodstream through the inflamed gums, and then that promotes arterial inflammation. It can cause plaque buildup in the arteries.
Wow.
Also, an excessive plaque buildup in the mouth can be an indicator of excessive plaque buildup elsewhere in the body, and it's particularly the arteries that are affected. And so, our risk for heart attacks and strokes and raised blood markers, inflammatory markers, is much higher.
So what is the likelihood of somebody then with severe gum disease of what's the likelihood of them developing something like heart disease?
Well, they're twice as much at risk of developing heart disease than anybody else is.
Wow, and I never really thought about it like this, that there is this interconnectedness between what's going on in the mouth, which is obviously more than just brushing your teeth. You chatted about the endocrine system. I mean, that comes up every time we've touched on diabetes. Share more on that if you don't mind.
Yeah, so the endocrine system is obviously looking at all the hormones, but specifically with gum disease, that and diabetes can reinforce each other. So with diabetes, it in increases the risk of gum disease, but gum disease also worsens blood sugar control.
Okay.
So it's that fine balance. The diabetes will impair the blood flow. So again, that's also having an influence on the cardiovascular system. It affects the immune response and it makes the gums more vulnerable to infection.
So now, what about this struggle to control your blood sugar and what's going on in the mouth? This is such an interesting link. Can you share more around that?
Yes, so if there's gum disease, it's harder to control the blood sugar balance. So it increases the risk for insulin resistance or obviously diabetes as well. And when gum disease is treated, it's been shown to improve the HbA1c levels, which is a long-term glucose marker. So the inflammation in the mouth can have a very impact on blood sugar. And if that inflammation is resolved, it can reduce those blood sugar markers as well.
This is actually terrible because this is a loop. I mean, one just makes the other one worse, which makes the other one worse, which makes the other one worse. So this is like a closed loop. How do you stop this loop?
Well, that's exactly it. You start if you one of the factors we're going to look at, something like diabetes is pretty complex. So gum disease is going to be one of the areas. So if we're working on making sure that the oral cavity is healthy,
Yes.
and you're obviously eliminating sugars, which are going to exacerbate oral, cavities and things like that.
Yeah.
So you're looking at diet, you're making sure that your gums and your teeth are taken care of. And that is all going to help to break the loop. So as soon as you start making changes in the system, it will have a knock-on effect positively or negatively.
Yeah. Well, this is fascinating. Let's wrap it up with the respiratory system because you're talking about this bacteria in our mouths. I mean, if I can swallow it, that would mean I can also breathe it in because it's going down the same space until it separates. So one I can swallow and the other one I can breathe in, right?
That's right, yes. So the oral bacteria can be aspirated into the lungs, so that can increase our risk of pneumonia, especially in older adults. And apart from the pneumonia, the oral bacteria can increase the risk for bronchitis. if people have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, that's COPD, that can exacerbate those symptoms. And it's especially dangerous in the elderly or people that are hospitalized or have a weakened immunity.
Yeah, thanks for that, Wendy. There's certainly more to pick up. You shared quite a long list there of us when we were chatting about the different systems affected by our dental health. We'll pick that up again next week. I wonder how many people that have been listening here this morning have suddenly gone and added mouthwash to their shopping list and also a little reminder to call the dentist, which I think is probably something that we don't do nearly enough. I think often, and I can't speak for everyone because there's a lot of responsible people out there when it comes to their dental health, but we wait until something hurts or there's pain before we'll even go and visit the dentist. We're more less about preventative and more around please help.
Yes. Yeah. And I think we think it, as you say, you think everything is okay because there's not necessarily pain, but that pain is a last sort of warning sign. There can be a lot of things that you can do before that to even to prevent the pain episodes as well. But yeah, just to take care of our oral health. I mean, we have to admit, not many people like a dentist. Many people have had bad experiences with dentists, but it's an imperative part of well-being. It's somebody once said when I did an interview with them, it's like if you don't take your car for a service, it's not going to keep running smoothly. This is the same with our bodies. We have to check it, even if there's nothing wrong. We need to still do those checks. And I think that was such a great analogy, is that we don't wait until the car breaks down before we take it to the mechanic. We actually service it regularly, and we have to do the same, with our dental health and with our physical health, mental health, with every aspect of our well-being.
That's the voice of Dr. Wendy Christian, full of wisdom and a lot of interesting conversations here this morning. We look forward to next week. Wow. Health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. What a great topic. Thanks, Wendy. Have yourself a really great day and week, and God willing, we'll connect next week.
Thanks, Brad. Have a great week too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.